Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and here's Myron Butler with all things. Not some things, but all things.
Yeah. does all things well.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have one of the busiest men in the music industry finally with us on the program. I'm talking about the legendary Myron Butler. Welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much, X, for allowing me to come on and share.
Oh, yeah. I have been following your career and watching your career for years. And I just can't believe that this is the first time you and I are breaking bread. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. And listen, I apologize that it took this long. I thank you so much for your support and for supporting the music down through the years. I'm just thankful to be able to share what God has given me.
Amen. I appreciate that. Now, I always start off by saying, just in case there's that individual who found Christ on yesterday and they're new to gospel music, let's talk to them for a second and tell them who is Myron Butler, where is he from, and how he first fell in love with Jesus.
Yes. Well, Myron Butler is a man that God has been good to, originally from a small town in Florida called Bradenton. But I've been living in Dallas, man, for over the last 30 years. And found God at a young age. Was always in church and always connected to music. And music was that kind of connector for me. But really, been walking with the Lord for a long time. And just thankful that God has, you know, gifted me with the gift of music and allowed me to share music with the world for all these years.
Amen. And you've been writing for quite a few years. So how did you go from where you are? So how did you describe your career in terms of just being a person who loves the Lord and how you ventured off into music?
Gotcha. Yeah, well, I started playing the piano at 9 years old and also writing songs at that early age. And when I was a sophomore in high school, had my first song published and sang by the DFW Mass Choir. And after that, went on to write for Kirk Franklin and the Family on his Christmas record, Kim Burrell, Minna Standard, God's Property, T.D. Jakes, and a whole host of others. And always, you know, so I tell people, you know, I started off as a songwriter. You know, just really God would always give me lyric, give me melody, give me these songs. And so I was, you know, first introduced to gospel music and, you know, as a songwriter and also as a member of God's Property back in the day. He was the choir director for that choir on the Stomp record. And, you know, after that, went on to sing with Kirk Franklin on the New Nation Project and 1NC and Rebirth and a whole host of others. And then around about 2004, I formed my own group. And we signed with EMI Gospel. Then my group was entitled Myron Butler and Levi. And I put out, maybe about 5 records with them. And that's what kind of led me up to present day time.
Amen. Yeah, we're familiar with Levi. So who are Levi?
Levi is basically, you know, my group, about 12 members that I've handpicked. And we've been singing together, for at least the last 15 plus years.
Wow.
Yes,
because we always see, for those of us who, you know, who sort of familiar with you, we know that it's Myron Butler and Levi, but, you know, sometimes every now and then people say, well, who's Levi?
Right. There have been times when people have thought, when they said Myron Butler and Levi, is that a duo? Or, you know, that Levi was one person. Levi is a group, you know, that I entitled after the tribe of Levi in the Bible. Amen. And really, you know, it's just, you know, a group of dedicated singers that love God, that understand their purpose and gifting and calling in music and music ministry. And so that was, you know, really me forming a group to just say, hey, you know, we got some music that we want to share, and we pray that it blesses the world.
Amen. It's blessing the world, just like your current song, All Things. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes,
All
sir.
Things. Talk to us about All Things.
Man, All Things Well was really, or is really, a song that was helped me as well. You know, I was working on the song at a very kind of difficult time of my life, just to be, you know, kind of transparent here momentarily. Grew up in a single parent home with just me and my mother, and always, you know, desired a relationship with my father. And interestingly enough, as the Lord would allow it, I was, you know, on a ministry assignment around New Year's Eve, and me and the minister were talking, and we started talking about fathers and fatherhood. And the Lord just impressed upon my heart, you know, to reach out and find my father. And it was literally, you know, I'm 45 years old. And that was literally when I finally found him. That was the second time I had saw him in my life. And at that moment, you know, he was, you know, very sick and, you know, near the end of his life, and really just got a chance to sit with him and apologize and, you know, make peace. And through that process, I understood how God was making all things concerning, you know, that trauma, that pain, that hurt that I had carried. He was making it well, making me at peace with it. And for me, I realized how God was bringing healing in that situation for me. And so for me, I was just saying, man, I really pray and I really believe that God will use this song, you know, as a testimony to people around the world that God will, as the Bible says, work all things together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so really, you know, that's the story behind the song. And really just, you know, my prayer literally is that it would be a testimony to those that realize and that see in their own life how God made things well with them.
Amen. Wow, that was incredible.
Thank you.
I mean, it really is. I mentor young men when I get the opportunity. I'm a former youth pastor. What was the process? You reached out to your dad, or he reached out to you, or how did that?
Man, it was so God. That's really all I can say. I reached out because, like I said, I'm from a small town in Florida. So I reached out to some people back there that I thought, you know, would know where he was. And I actually found my uncle, his brother, and he actually, you know, let me know where he was. He was literally in hospice, like I said, at the end of his life. And interestingly enough, as God only can do it, the location of, you know, the hospice center where he was about an hour away from another ministry assignment that I had. So literally, flew in for that ministry assignment, I got in a car and I drove an hour to see him, and literally sat there next to the bed for like 2 hours and prayed and, you know, like I said, asked for forgiveness. But it was me, because, you know, I truly believe in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit had really impressed upon my heart to reach out to him. And so that was literally on a Monday. He passed the next day.
Oh my God.
And I said, wow. You know, it really, you know, it was the beginning stage, because I understand healing, forgiveness, and all of that begins with the decision. You choose. And so for me, it was making the choice to say, hey, you know, I'm going to literally make the first step and make the choice to initiate this. And I saw how God allowed it, you know, brought healing or began the healing process. And literally the next day he passed, and I was able to, you know, to attend the funeral and all of that. And so it was really God's handiwork. And so for me, I stepped back from it. I talked to my wife. I said, only God could have done this. And I'm just really grateful to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know,
yes, yes, Lord.
Man,
yes. And
man,
so
man.
Literally for me, when I sing the song, you know, God does all things well, I'm singing it from that place. I'm singing it from understanding and walking it out firsthand. Because like I said, it's one thing to say that you've forgiven someone. It's another thing to say that you know, want healing in a situation. It's another thing for you to make the choice. I am going to forgive you. Yes, you wronged me. Yes, the situation was bad. But I'm going to make the choice to forgive you and to literally walk the healing process out. So, I mean, that's that's my story, you know. And I pray, you know, because for me, the whole fatherhood thing, because like I said, I grew up without a father, but now I'm the father of three, a husband to one, and I understand how God used that situation. You know, I didn't become a statistic. You know, I wasn't, I didn't just give up because of how things happened. And I'm thankful to God that God allowed everything to come full circle, and I see how if we allow him in his own time, he uses all things for good.
Amen. That's powerful. That's powerful. It really is.
It is.
I'm in awe for many reasons.
Thank you.
For many reasons.
Yes, sir.
But I also want to say, as we transition into the CD project, which is called My Tribute, what other nuggets are there, hidden gems that are in this CD project?
Well, X, you know, the project, the full length project, is titled My Tribute because it is a Andre Crouch tribute record.
Wow.
And so, you know, really the title is twofold. My tribute in the sense that, you know, My Tribute to God Be the Glory was one of Andre Crouch's biggest songs. And then secondly, My Tribute from the standpoint that it is my personal tribute him. And so, it is really a project going back through the life, the legacy, and the music of Andre Crouch, and just celebrating him. I've got, you know, some guests on there. Kirk Franklin is on a song, Fred Hammond, Dorinda Clark Cole, Kim Burrell, Kalante Gavin, Blanche McAllister, just a whole host of people.
Wow.
That have come together literally to go back and honor and celebrate the music. I mean, you go to any church on Sunday and you are going to hear an Andre Crouch a song or his music, because he was literally a genius, and his music was the soundtrack to so many of our faith walk. And so it's literally just a tribute project to honor him, and really just thankful, you know, to be able to do that and pray, because I think it's needful and necessary that we go back and we not only say that we're standing on the shoulders of this person, but we also literally celebrate their life and the music that they created, that God allowed them to create. So that's, you know, that's the whole purpose and motive behind the project.
Amen. It sounds incredible already. So to the person who just found Christ yesterday, to the seasoned saint who knows who Myron Butler and Levi is or are, you have something. There's something for everybody. Everybody should be able to relate in some way, shape, form, and fashion. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's my intent. My intent is, you know, like I said, for those persons who just, you know, encountered Myron Butler, to those persons who they've just started their faith walk, you know, I want to have something that everyone can relate to, and something that will, you know, that will empower and edify all the listeners, both young and old, both new converts and those that have been walking with the Lord for some time.
Amen. All right, my brother, how can the listeners find you? How can they find you on social media? What are your handles?
Yes, on Twitter, it's Myron Butler. On Instagram, it's Mr. M. Butler. And on Facebook, it's Myron Butler and Levi. And then also, my website is myronbutler.com. I love to encourage your listeners to reach out to me. Let me know how the music is affecting their life. If there's something that I can, you know, agree with them in prayer, if there's a prayer support or anything, just, you know, I love to stay connected, you know, to God's people and to share, you know, my journey with them.
Amen. Amen. So where do you worship? You said you're in Dallas, correct?
Yes, yes.
Can you give a shout out to your church?
At Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, where Dr. Tony Evans is a senior pastor, and you know, just thankful for his life and for, you know, his ministry, and how he has led or is leading us, you know, leading the Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship family in our faith walk and understanding of who God is.
Amen. And would you happen to know the service times and address in case someone wants to drop in case they're in the neighborhood or visiting Dallas at some point? Mm-hmm.
Yes, see, that's a good one. Hold on, let me get that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You got me there. Hold on.
That's okay. You can give them the website, they can go there and get it.
So, yes. Yes, the website is www.ocbfchurch.org. Service times are at 7:50 and 10:50 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Amen. There it is. the one and only Myron Butler of Myron Butler and Levi. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my brother.
X, I thank you so much for supporting my music down through the years and allowing me to come on and share with your listeners.
Amen.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.